Hi, a very good afternoon to all of you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, this is Satish Kumar from Incred Capital, welcoming you to Incredible Ideas and Conversations 2022. In this virtual meeting, we are hosting Mr. Gandhi, who is the Executive Director of Godavari. The investor participants are listed over there. Please note that for the regulatory reasons, we are recording this meeting. Thank you. And over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Satish. Good afternoon, everyone. Most of you are aware about the Godavari Power and its path limited during our various interaction, either through the investors call or the other meetings. So, you know, without wasting much of your time, I would like to open the, you know, floor for question answer. That is the format of the meeting, which I would like. Hello. Satish, you are muted.
Yes, sir. Sir, to start with, I will ask some questions, sir, so that the participants can also get an idea and they can start asking the follow-ups as well.
Yes.
Sir, first of all, sir, what do you think about the pallet market right now? And what is the outlook on the same, sir?
See, if you see the overall market condition today and with the imposition of the export duty, the export of pallet is unviable from India. So whatever production is there, which we have to sell in the domestic market. And as you are aware, domestic market is oversupplied with the pellet. Be it Odisha market or Chhattisgarh market, there is an excess supply of pellet along with the supply of iron ore from NMDC and other manufacturers, you know, other mining companies in Odisha. Even companies like Lloyds have started, you know, selling in Chhattisgarh market the merchant iron ore. So there is an you know, supply overhang, and the impact of that can be felt in the pellet prices, which are currently ruling at about 8,000 rupees a ton.
Okay. Sir, Satyan has a question, sir. Over to you, Satyan.
Mr. Gandhi, you know, from last quarter, it seemed you had sort of kind of mitigated some of that impact by increasing sales in pellets and TMT bars and you know, other sort of semi-type products like sponge. So just trying to get a sense.
Hey, Satyan, your voice is not clear.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know, last quarter you had increased production of sponge iron and TMT and other sort of steel products to kind of, I guess, mitigate part of this impact, because those still have higher realizations and you probably can get more profitability. So just trying to understand how much of your own pellet production can be diverted into your internal downstream products, and what is the minimum?
No, see our current capacity of downstream product, that is sponge iron, is about 0.5 million ton, and we consume about 1.5 ton of pellet for 1 ton of sponge iron. So maximum what we consume is, 7.5 lakh ton, out of our total production of, 2.4 million, that is 24 lakh tons per annum. Rest is sold in the market. And then sponge iron further goes into steel billet making and from billet to wire rod up to 400,000 tons.
Okay, so any plans to sort of enhance this capacity, given that we don't know when this export duty on iron ore and pellets will come off?
No, see, you know, as of now, there is no plan to, expand the capacity at existing level, at existing location, because we don't have any space left for putting up the sponge iron plant. Further, the sponge iron facilities per se is not allowed at our existing location. So, okay. As you may be aware, what we are doing is, we plan to set up a greenfield steel plant at a new location, for which we are still awaiting the land allocation from the government. Land acquisition is pending, and we have applied for the environmental approval. So, we are awaiting, the approval of Tor for that. And once the land allocation and environmental approval is received, then only we will be able to move forward on execution of greenfield project where we will put up the value addition facilities.
Correct, but that will typically take 3 or 4 years.
That will take time. That will take time.
So in the interim, anything you can do to mitigate this impact in terms of?
No, see, you know, for us the impact is limited because we are, you know, we have three categories. One is captive requirement of iron ore pellet, which we are consuming about 7.5 lakh ton. We are selling about close to about 600,000 tons of pellet in the market, which is high grade, where we don't have any competition. And the remaining is the product which we supply in the local market, which is 62 Fe pellet. So that is another, close to about 700,000 to 800,000 tons per annum, which we are easily able to sell it.
And what
but
is the
pricing pressure will continue because of the excess supply of pellet in overall market scenario.
So current realization you said was running at 8,000. So that's likely to sort of stay at this level, you think?
Sorry?
The current realization for pellets you said was around 8,000 in the domestic market.
Yeah.
And that is likely to stay at around this level?
You know, what we believe is it is likely to stay at this level. There is no further scope of the pellet prices going down from here.
And what is the current cost of production, inclusive of all sort of duties, charges, etc., at pellet level?
No, pellet level. What is that?
Cost of production.
So cost of production is close to about 5,500 rupees a ton.
5,500.
Yes.
This is inclusive of all duties, royalties, etc., right?
This includes all.
Okay.
And selling price, what I've told you is the ex plant selling price.
Okay, and typically what is your sort of cost of value addition from pellet to sponge in terms of cost that goes up? So one ton of sponge costs roughly how much?
So value addition from sponge to pellet, pellet to sponge is, sponge sells at about 32,000 rupees a ton and pellet at 8,000 rupees. Difference is the value addition, in which the pellet cost is close to about, 12,000 rupees a ton. Another 15 to 16,000 rupees ton is the coal and 2,000 rupees the conversion.
15K is coal and 2,000 is conversion.
Yes.
So roughly 27 to 28,000.
About 30,000 rupees a ton cost of production for sponge iron.
Right. And ASP is roughly
35.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you. I'll get back in queue. I can see Chirag and maybe other people have got questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is Chirag. So Chirag has a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. So first of all, on the coal linkages, how much coal linkage we have as a percentage to the total coal requirement?
We are importing the total requirement of our coal for the sponge iron because the quality of coal which is available from Coal India does not give the efficiency in the plant. So we depend on the Australian coal or the South African coal for import for the sponge iron requirement. Otherwise, our linkages are close to about 475,000 tons. Against the linkages, whatever quantity is, dispatched by the Coal India, our bookings are there to the extent of our allocation, but the supply is lower than, what is the linkage quantity. So whatever is received from Coal India is used for the purpose of power generation, as well as for our, fuel requirement in the pellet plant.
But in one of the article, it was mentioned that you have 4,95,000 ton coal linkage for sponge iron, 1,11,000 for gasifier, 98,000 for CPP and 13,000 for biomass. So that totals to 7,18,000 tons, roughly.
No, but that must be the old communication.
So as of today, your coal linkages are lesser than what they used to be 4 years back.
Yeah, because linkages are allowed for a period of 5 years. So some linkages get expired.
Okay, so as of today, 4,75,000 tons.
My estimate is about 475,000 tons. But you can get in touch with Sana tomorrow and we'll give you the exact quantity.
Out of this, how much are you getting if you look at the last recent coal that we're getting in coal linkage? 80-90% of the allocation?
About 60% or so.
Okay, only 60%. Okay, and the balance is mix of imports and e-auction?
Yes, import, e-auction.
Okay. So you also mentioned that we are also planning to bid for the coal blocks. So yes. Any update on that?
So we have been trying to get a coal block, but so far no success. We have been participating in various auctions, but so we have not been successful because, we need the coal which is available at a lesser distance. So we participate into the mines which are feasible for us only, and in which there is a competition. So in competition, you may not go very aggressive, and therefore there is no success as of now.
Okay. Out of the two iron ore mines, in one of the iron ore mine, where our capacity was less than 1 million ton, we applied for the new EC clearance, which was 4.5. So we have already got that EC clearance. As of today, what is our EC rated capacity?
EC rated capacity for mining, Adidongri is about 2.3 million ton, and Boriatibu is 0.6. So about 2.9 million ton total.
Okay, and we have already applied for the expansion, right?
No, we are in the process of working out that. Then we'll apply for the expansion.
How much time does it take? As in, we have, I think, guided for 5 million ton in the next 2 to 3 years and yes. 9 million ton in 4 to 5 years. So how much we will be able to achieve that?
No, we'll be able to achieve in next 2-3 years time, whatever is you have guided, to go to 5 million ton, but and that will coincide with our greenfield steel plant which we are planning.
Okay, but initially
the mines are captive mines, right. So we are not selling the iron ore in the market, so whatever iron ore is will be produced will be used for the captive requirement. So we'll go initially from 0.3 3 million ton to 5 million ton.
Okay, so right now your production for pellets is close to 2.4 million ton, out of which 700,000 is used for captive and the balance is sold outside.
Yes.
With this increase in iron ore capacity, how much will be your pellet production? And then are you also expanding in pellet
production? No, pellet we are not expanding. My pellet production already is running at 100%. Whatever is the expanded iron ore, we were buying some iron ore from the market earlier, which we have stopped buying it. Some quantity may be bought depending upon the dispatches from the mines, but otherwise mainly we are depending on the captive mines only.
But from when you go from 3 to 5, you will always obviously need the additional.
But when we go from 3 to 5, that time that will coincide with our expansion in steel capacity.
Okay, so the incremental output will be only utilized once your greenfield plant is ready.
Yes.
So are you expecting that pellet plant at least will be ready by in the next 2 years, your greenfield pellet?
No, we will make a suitable announcement on this when we have the environmental approval and land acquisition is done.
Okay, now in terms of forward integration, HB wire production dropped significantly in 2022, if you look at the historical numbers. So what are your plans in terms of ramp up of MS round and HB wire?
MS round, we currently have a capacity of 600,000 tons and that will continue. Billet, we are planning to increase it to 600,000 tons. Wire, we do not intend to increase whatever is the capacity, about 150,000 tons, that will continue. And, as and when there is an opportunity on selling the wire rod or selling the billet at a much better price as compared to the wire, we get very small amount of value addition, margin of about 400-500 rupees ton on the wire. So wire, last year the wire was not lucrative. So we reduced the production of volume of wire and we exported mainly the, wire rods in the export market.
No, but there is a lot of operating leverage even in the existing capacity of wire rods.
Yes.
So how much time will it take to ramp up?
No, wire rod, we are not expanding at existing location.
No, in the existing capacity, I'm saying. We are running below capacity, right?
No, we have 600,000 tons of capacity, 400,000 tons of capacity. And, that is utilizing fully. And we do not have any expansion plan as of now. Expansion plan will form part of the greenfield project only.
pardon me if my numbers are inaccurate, but the numbers that I'm seeing in the presentation and all, your wire rods production is 223,000 tons in 2022 and 262,000 tons in 2021. This is on a base of 400,000 tons. So I'm saying that how much time will it take to go from 223 to 4? This is my question.
No, that depends upon the, you know, opportunity in the marketing, you know, selling the billet. Suppose I'm selling 100,000 tons of billet at the billet level, then I'll not convert into the wire rods.
Okay.
You know, we have some high grade billet which we make and we sell it in the market at a better price rather than converting that into the, you know, wire rod, which is a commercial grade.
Okay.
So ramp up, capacity utilization can always reach to 90%, but depending upon the, you know, business opportunity in the market.
Right. Okay. And in terms of your galvanized products, so we are purchasing all the raw material from outside or over here?
We are purchasing all the raw material from outside.
Okay, and could you share the gross margin, what kind of average gross margin prevails in this business?
See, depending upon the, you know, raw material and finished price, average margin is close to about 12,000 rupees a ton in the, you know, fabrication and galvanizing on an average, the various products.
Okay, so this is gross margin. This includes your entire cost of production, raw material, power and everything.
Yeah.
So in terms of next 2 to 3 years, we don't have any major plan. I mean, from whatever I can see, in terms of growth from where the volume
will grow, it will remain stagnant. It depends. Like, you know, we have plans to expand our operating margin through the solar projects, which we are, you know, which is in the pipeline. You know, we have some plans to increase the steel billet capacity to about 400,000 tons to 600,000 tons. So that will add to some kind of volume growth. But yes, definitely, looking at the overall size, there is no sizable, growth plans which are there right now. What we are working on the greenfield project, suitable announcement can be made on the timeline once the environmental approval and land acquisition is done. So growth will come from there. Operating margin growth will come definitely from solar, because it will be replacing the, you know, partially the coal-based power and partially the grid power.
So you have done three major changes in power. First is you are adding this 155 megawatts of solar power, out of which 60 odd is at Hera Ferro and the balance is at your
GPL. The
solar plant at Hera Ferro will also be used in the same way, right? Because Hera Ferro doesn't need incremental power. It already has a backward integration.
So we, you know, Hera Ferro is buying for incremental production. It is buying some power from the grid. And, we'll replace partially, if required, the coal-based power with the solar power. Coal-based power cost, because the availability of coal is very challenging and the cost of power is not less than 4.5 to 5 rupees per unit. So we can reduce the operating level depending upon the ferroalloys production. But we are, you know, in Hera ferroalloys, we are increasing the operating capacity through debottlenecking. Like, you know, we produced last year about 42,000 tons of ferroalloys. Our approved capacity is 60,000 tons. So we are trying to reach it to the extent of 55 to 60,000 tons through some debottlenecking process, and incremental power from the solar will be utilized there as well.
How much power you need for ferroalloy production?
Close to about 4,200 units for 1 ton of silicomanganese.
Okay, and on an overall basis, by consolidating Jagdamba Power, secondly, by expanding into solar, and you're also replacing one of your turbines, which is going to have a debottlenecking of 8 megawatts.
Yes.
On an overall basis, on an annual basis, what kind of power savings will be there? Absolute amount.
See, you know, like, you know, I'm setting up 25 megawatt solar power, that will be fully utilized at the mines. At mines, we are setting up a beneficiation plant. So the requirement of power at the mines is going to, you know, go up once the beneficiation plant is ready. So 25 megawatt will go there incrementally. Similarly, in Hera Ferroalloys 60 megawatt, the incremental power will go for the incremental production. and replacing the grid power. In Godavari, GPIL main plant, 70 megawatt solar power has already started producing, and that power is going to the existing steel making capacity, replacing the grid power and partially the coal based power where the cost is very high currently. But eventually our requirement of power in GPIL is increasing when our increased billet capacity is increased from 400 to 600,000 tons. So, you know, with overall after completion of the billet plant and the beneficiation plant, our power balancing will be 100% captive. Negligible dependency will be there on the grid.
Right. No, but in terms of annual savings, so right now your average cost of power is, let's say,
My average cost of power is, say, 5 rupees per unit, and whatever power I'm, you know, buying from the grid, other than my wasted recovery power, the cost is 5 rupees per unit. Grid power is 6.5. And for mines, as and when we start drawing the additional power, there the grid cost is about 10 rupees per unit for the mining. So overall, you know, we see a sizable saving through the solar.
Can you give some amount, as in 50 crores, 100 crores, on an annual basis, what will be the savings?
See, our EBITDA will be close to about 100, you know, for the entire power capacity replacing the solar. Our incremental, we are expecting an incremental EBITDA of close to about 150 to 180 crores.
This is the annual savings in power, 150 to 180 crores.
Yes.
This you're expecting after doing everything, as in all the commissioning and consolidation of projects.
Yeah.
So, and at Jagdamba Power, you have coal linkages or you're buying?
We have coal linkages. Small quantity is required to be bought from the market, so we keep on buying from the market.
So at
and
that
partially
time,
we use Dolochar also, which right. we get it from Sponge Iron plant.
What is the cost of power at Jagdamba?
About 4.5 rupees per unit.
Okay. Right. And what Jagdamba is the power, green
you know, the cost saving will come from two sides. One is about 25 to 30 paisa, you know, per unit by way of saving in the GST input, which once the, you know, the linkages are transferred from the Coal India, then the billing will directly be GPIL and it will be, you know, GPIL will be able to take the input credit on that. So that will save about 25 to 30 basis point on the GST input credit, which was not allowed, for the power generating company, independent IPP.
No, but earlier we used to buy from Jagdamba.
Was not getting the input credit because it's a power generating and on power there is no GST on the output.
Okay. So post consolidation 4.2 to 4.3 rupees per unit will be the cost of generating power.
Yes.
At Jagdamba.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the total greenfield capex that we are planning over the next 3 to 4 years?
That we'll be able to guide it only, you know, when we are able to freeze the capacities after environmental approval is received.
And generally, what is the maintenance capex every year that we incur?
Maintenance capex is, close to about 40 to 50 crores. Other than whatever deep bottlenecking like solar is separate, setting up the your beneficiation plant, new capacity, other than these new capacities, about 30 to 40 crores, maximum 50 crores per annum.
Okay. And earlier we had some sales of power. So that was mainly from Godavari Green, right? Whatever external sales that we did.
Yes. It was from Godavari Green.
So now there is no scope of external sales. It will be all steel. Whatever power you generate, that will be.
Except on a consolidated basis, there is one 10 megawatt renewable energy power in Hirapur alloys. That will go in external set. 8.5 megawatt of biomass power and 1.5 megawatt of windmill, which is there in Karnataka. Other than that, the power sales will not be there.
Okay. So is it fair to say that over the next 1 to 1.5 years, like 1 year, let's say, because you are almost in the process of setting up all your solar plants and all, 150 crores minimum will be the addition to the profitability because of this power expansions.
That will be the incremental margin
that will directly flow to the bottom line.
Yeah, at a beta level.
Okay, understood. Yeah, I'll get back in the queue. I don't have any further questions. Thanks.
Any participant will have any questions, then they can ask. Sir, I have a question, sir. So, I was wondering, how do you see the local demand? I'm not talking especially about pallets, sir. How do you see the demand scenario of generally steel products in India as of now?
We are able to sell whatever we are producing, but demand, definitely the prices have gone down over a period of last 15 to 20 days in this September, and to that extent some impact on the, some pressure on the margin is definitely there.
On the steel makers you are saying, sir, or on our margin?
You know, overall steel makers, so, you know, because selling prices have gone down, like, you know, finished steel, which was selling at about 55,000 rupees a ton, has come down to 50,000 rupees a ton. Sponge iron, which was selling at 35,000, it has come to the range of 32. So some prices have gone down in recent past.
And sir, on sponge iron, continuing with the sponge iron, sir, what kind of coal we are using in a sponge iron, sir?
We use South African high grade coal. Or there's one mine in Australia from where we are procuring some coal. So, but that is all high grade imported coal.
And sir, then that will be costing us around $340-$350 per ton.
Yes. But okay, our orders were at a lower price. So whatever lower price orders were there, close to about $250, that is what we are consuming currently.
Okay, so by incremental it will be 355, and we will need 100 kgs,
depending upon the market.
Yeah, and we will need 100 kgs of coal per ton of a sponge iron, right, sir?
Yes.
Tons, right, sir. So Chintan has a question, so yeah, I'll give it the floor to him, sir. Chintan, go ahead.
Hi Dinesh ji.
Hi.
Sir, it's a follow-up question. When you say that we are ramping up our mining capacity and we are planning to ramp up, I will rather say that, from 3 to 5 million tons, we need to understand the kind of reserves we are holding up for our iron ore mines. Because, when you're saying that we are doubling up an iron ore capacity or planning to doubling up the iron ore capacity, do we have an estimated reserves for iron ore mines?
Yes, I think we have announced it as a part of our presentation. Our total reserves in both the mines put together is 165 million tons.
165, and any chances of further improving that, increasing the reserve?
That depends on the further drilling. As of now, there is a scope. This is what we believe, but the final results, as and when the outcome of the drilling is there, it will be announced in due course of time. But as of now, based on whatever drillings which you have been done, our estimated reserves are close to about 165. One mine is 18, another mine is 85.
Okay, sir. And the last question from my side. Sir, in terms of iron ore, we are facing certain competition, as you mentioned, from the local players as well. Sir, I want to understand what could be a geographical concentration at this point of time, if you can, try to...
geographical concentration in terms of what?
Our pellet sale, are we trying to encroach any other, approach any other state per se, trying to expand our markets, given the challenges or say the tight market supply we have in Odisha and Chhattisgarh?
See, we do not, plan to go and outside, except if some forward integration is there in Ardent Steel, that will be decided in due course. Otherwise, we do not want to go to any other state, because our reserves and our iron ore availability is in Chhattisgarh. So whatever expansion in capacities will be there in Chhattisgarh only.
Right. So the last question, sir, considering that, we are expanding the mining, but, the merchant mining in India is getting more and more costlier with the kind of auctioning happening for
auction premium.
Yeah, it's at a heavy premium. And we have been hearing about that many of the large steel players who have already bidded for those iron ore mines are willing to surrender those mines given the unviability of those, the royalty which they have bidded for. So any chances of those mine coming back for auction? What's your view? I mean, it may not be related
to. Frankly, I'll not be able to reply on that because I'm not aware fully whether some companies are surrendering the mines, not surrendering the mines. And if the mines is surrendered, definitely, you know, government will like to, you know, give it for, you know, go for re-auction of the mines.
So would you be considering, the whole idea is that given, you know, the kind of reserves we have, which may get exhausted in the 25 odd years. So are we planning to bid for those mines if it comes up?
Frankly, we have not decided anything on this part. Okay. I would say, you know, we'll have to take a call at an appropriate time, which mines is there, whether it is useful for us, or we want to expand in a particular state where this mines is there. So that depends, like, you know. There is no, you know, decision as of now within the company that we have to go to the other states and bid for the mines. We have so far not done it. You know, we wish to acquire the coal mine under the bidding, and for that we have been participating, but iron ore we have not yet participated.
Okay.
And we have no decision has been taken by the board also for that purpose.
That's it. Yeah. Thanks from my side. Yeah, that's it.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir.
Satyan, you have any more questions?
No, I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So again, I have some more questions. I mean, that's a negative part of being an analyst as well. I was wondering regarding the long steel parts, and you must be supplying to a lot of small long steel players, etc., which are in and around your pellet plant. So how are they doing? I mean, the rise in coal cost, the rise in every other thing, generally thermal coal cost.
See, you know, everybody is able to manage so far. There is a margin in the product, final product. Like, you know, we have been selling pellet to the sponge iron manufacturers. Sponge iron manufacturers will run the plant. And in Chhattisgarh, you know, most of the companies do not have the pressure of debt, even the smaller player. So they are able to operate the plant maybe at a thin margin and, you know, sell the, you know, either sponge iron, or some companies have sponge iron plus steel billet capacities. So they convert into billet and sell it at a maybe lower margin, depending upon the market conditions. So, you know, that threat is, they are doing reasonably okay. This is what I would say.
So basically the...
Yeah. Our production volume, except pellet, is very small. We sell hardly about 600,000 tons of pellet in Chhattisgarh market.
Okay. So that is easily consumable. There's no problem on that front. And sir, you must be interacting to government. And what is the benefit of restricting export? I mean, they must be realizing it right now, or still they will see the data and then they will take a call on that. What is the, I mean,
no, the decision is, you know, see, the objective of the government is already made, you know, either by reduction in the steel prices in domestic market, and, you know, even the international market, the prices have gone down. So now the impact of export duty is very low. So at some point of time, government will take a decision based on the data and lift the export duty. This is what we have been assuming. And this is what has been requested by, you know, through the association to the government.
Right, sir. Any more questions from the participants? I think sir has given a very, very good and clear understanding on everything. And sir, regarding the clearances part, since you are going on expansion part, regarding the clearances, is these days getting clearances is still that cumbersome, or it has become a little bit easier?
No, it is much better as compared to, you know, what it was there earlier.
Okay, so
there is a faster clearances process even from the environmental angle, but yes, land acquisition is something which we have been awaiting from the state government side, but environmental approval and other approvals are faster as compared to what we used to get it earlier.
Okay, got it, sir. Chirag, you have any other question?
So we are using coke at our ferroalloy plant, right? Otherwise, in our steel making plants, we don't need any coke. We are using thermal coal only.
Yeah. But I think ferroalloys, the requirement is very small.
Okay, so generally we don't have any exposure to coking coal.
No, we don't have any exposure to coking coal. We do buy some coke for our ferroalloys business. Coking coal, we do not have any exposure.
So, any specific reason why we expanded and, you know, acquired this Alok Ferroalloy and increased our stake in Hira Ferroalloy? I mean, the margins
are... these are the, group companies and mostly into the similar kind of R&N steel business. And, we had questions from a lot of investors earlier that why don't you integrate everything into one company? And naturally, we did not have the resources earlier to integrate. And we got an opportunity in recent past, and therefore we decided to integrate. So our entire R&N steel business is now housed into GPIL. Our structure is also very clear now. We divested from the IPP Solar. We integrated Jagdamba. So whatever was there in the pipeline, we have achieved and completed now.
Okay. Right, because without the backward integration of ore, the margins are very thin. I mean, given that we had a very good last 2 years or last one year specifically.
But in ferroalloy business, Chirag, you must remember, in 4 to 5 years, you get one and a half year is a very good year, which compensates for the entire lower margin in the rest of the period. So that is how this business is.
Right. Okay. And at our Siltara integrated site, we have land parcel for further expansions, or
We don't have any land parcel, and the major limitation in Siltara is that almost for now 12 years, the government has stopped giving any fresh permission for steel making capacities in that area because of the environmental reasons.
So even your new facility
expand the say sponge iron capacity at my existing location, I can't put up a new sponge iron plant in that area even if I have a land.
Okay, so this greenfield that you're planning, that is near to your mines?
Not near to mines. It will be, within a radius of 100-150 kilometers from our mine.
Okay. So basically same as Siltara. Because same you are saving a lot on
looking for a facility in Raipur division only. Maybe around 30-40 kilometers from Raipur.
Understood.
So the distance will be same.
Okay. So for greenfield, anyways, you will again need to depend on imports or e-auction for your entire coal requirement.
Yeah.
Right. So that will little increase the cost curve because so far
no, unless, you unless before that coal we linkage. Get a coal mine, before that if we get a coal mine, then things will be different.
Okay. Right. What kind of premiums that you have seen in the past auctions of coal blocks? I mean, those are not as high as iron ore, right?
Those are not as high as iron ore.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So that's it from my end.
I'll take this opportunity to thank you, sir. Thanks a lot for taking the time out and participating in this conference. I thank all the participants as well. If you have any further questions based on the interaction, then pass on to us and we will pass on to the sir and to the company and they will get it answered. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. That's right. You can always reach us to us, through the Increed or through Sana, through our IR team, and we'll be happy to answer your questions. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.